Thank you so much, Praiseman. Good job. Beautiful song. I would like to tell you that I'm not going to preach about all these PowerPoints this morning. It would take much more time than it should, maybe. Well, it takes time, but anyway, I'm going to emphasize this morning, as I continue the preaching series, about what is life-giving presence of the Holy Spirit to us. I'm going to emphasize the Word of God, the Bible. And then we talk about the sacrament of the Holy Spirit, sacrament of the water baptism a little bit later, as we have been witnessing the baptism already this morning. Now remember, in the Bible, before the Pentecost, Jesus gave his disciples a word of encouragement and a word that will lead their ministry and lead their service from that point, as they were hiding with fear and didn't know where to go from that point of their life. And Jesus says that, the Bible says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like a flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them ability. We continue from this, but the question that people ask many times, how to get closer to God? How can I get closer to God? How to feel God's almighty presence in my life? Some of you may be there this morning. You say, Timo, I feel that my faith has become all routine. Yeah, I go to church and I try to pray, and I try to do this and that, but I don't feel God's closeness. I don't feel His presence so close that I used to. So where can I go from here, you ask? Where can I go from here? And many times we don't realize that God is maybe closer to us than we think, as He is today. As you've been witnessing, you've been part of this beautiful service, you've been witnessing baptisms, and you feel God's almighty presence. Jesus believed that disciples needed to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit to get closer to God all in their lives. He says, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sent you the gift He promised. And as I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That was the answer to early church and disciples. And then Jesus continued by saying, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. In the Methodist tradition, we believe that God has given us means of grace, which are certain channels, certain instruments, through which God provides His grace upon us. How to get closer to God, you ask this morning. How to get closer to Jesus, especially during moments that I really need His presence. We believe in the Bible, according to what the Bible says, Holy Spirit comes to us through the Word of God. There are two sacraments in Christian traditions that we believe in. First, if the water baptism, and baptism is a beginning for everything in your life. It is not the culmination of your faith, but it is the beginning of your journey. Baptism is the beginning of your journey. Then the other sacrament is Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, Lord's Supper, as we call it. And then there are four other means of grace, as we call it, which are channels for the Holy Spirit to bring God's grace upon our lives. One is prayer. We preached two Sundays before. Prayer. And then there is Bible, the Word of God. And that is what I'm going to say a few words this morning. What is Bible to us? Let me ask you this. When was it last time you read the Word of God? You don't have to answer to me. Some of you say, well, Timo, if you knew how busy I am, you wouldn't ask that question. My load is heavy and my schedule is busy, so I don't have time to read the Word of God. But, of course, you have. We all have time for something that is important, am I right? Now, Bible, the Word of God, is definitely a means of grace to communicate with the Holy Spirit. It is the Word of God to us. In the preface to his standard sermon, John Wesley says, oh, give me that book. At any price, give me the book of God. Here is knowledge enough for me. Here is knowledge enough for me. It is amazing that John Wesley said that and emphasized that through the Word of God, God gives his Holy Spirit to us. God draws us closer to him. God gives his grace to us, and he teaches us through his word. In order for us to receive God's Holy Spirit through the Word of God, we need to read Bible systematically. First, worshipfully. Worshipfully, meaning you read the Bible in unhurried, reverent manner. So Bible is not just gaining more information, but bringing yourself in the spiritual transformation to let Holy Spirit mold you, teach you, and guide you by the Word of God. So it is not a matter of quantity. So if we read the Bible, so making sure that I can make it 10 chapters tonight, and you rush it through, and you are forcing yourself to read it, I don't think this is the best way to read the Bible. Your moment with the Bible should be worshipful moments. It is your divine appointment with God himself. The other key for your reading is that you read Bible systematically. This means that you use some kind of order or table of daily readings. I say some kind of order because there are different kinds of tables and orders for reading. Systematically following it, like you make supper for yourself or lunch for yourself or breakfast for yourself. You just don't throw something on the table and see what is there. You have a certain order for your time of eating and having your food. So is with the Word of God. You have the table before you, and you need to eat it worshipfully, systematically, and purposefully, meaning that you have to have a meaning to it. John Wesley says, oh, give me, how much he appreciates the Word of God. Oh, give me that book at any price. Give me the book of God. Here is knowledge enough for me. Through reading, through studying, to receiving the Word, God's Holy Spirit takes over, inspire us, lead us, and guide us. And then, like I said, purposeful reading is important. You read Bible purposefully. Reading reading so that you understand why you're reading, the book of God. By reading and learning, you can practice it. You read because you practice it. You can practice what you learned. You have something to share. You have some time to practice because you have received it from the Word of God. For us to do that, we need to maintain regularity. For some people, it's daily readings, in the morning and in the evening. Now, to some of you, this is a little bit too much. Reading the Word of God in the morning and in the evening, you say, Timo, I can't do it. I don't have time for it. Well, of course we have time. It is not a matter of quantity, but quality. It may be 5 minutes. It may be 7 minutes. It may be 10 minutes. It may be a few minutes. Make it quality time. Make it regularly. And then there is singleness of purpose to know God's will. How many of you want to know God's will? What is God's will for you? Read it from the Bible. Instead of calling your friends what they think about it, go back to resources. Read your word. Because correlation is important. To receive instruction from the Holy Spirit and resolution of your readings is that you put it into practice and how to follow God in all that you do. So let's read Bible, the following truths that comes to us from the Scripture. How about this? But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. This is Jesus in John, Gospel of John, chapter 14 and 26, excuse me. And then Apostle Paul continues why God comes to you through the Word of God, why Holy Spirit instructs us through the Word of God. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought to. But the Spirit himself intercedes, means pray for us with groanings, too deep for words, Romans 8:26. And then Bible says, but the spirit of the fruit is love, joy, patience, and kindness. So God comes to us through the written word of God, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We don't have goodness, we don't have faithfulness, we don't have gentleness, we don't have self-control without the guidance of the Holy Spirit that comes to us through the word of God. Bible continues in Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How would we know to repent if we don't read the Word of God? I don't know how is it with you, my friends. But every time when I read the Word of God, I feel that I need to make some adjustment in my life. Has it happened to you? When you read the Word of God, you feel I need to make some adjustments. It is Holy Spirit taking the Word of God, bringing you close to Christ. And whoever is close to Christ always feel His presence and maybe some reason to make some changes. Jesus says in John 14:15-17, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it either sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Like in baptism, we ask Holy Spirit to come upon this youngsters who were baptized. And guess what? When you pray to him, he will respond to you. When you pray, as you are reading the Word of God, you pray, God will speak to you. And something that you've been praying for a long time, all of a sudden seems like it's just reality to you. It's just a common sense. Where did it come from? It didn't come from within, because you didn't have it. It was brought into your heart by the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the life-giving presence of the Holy Spirit comes to us through the written word of God. Sometimes you may have seen it too. I have talked to people and they are desperate. They say, Pastor, I don't feel closeness of God. I don't feel his presence. I don't know what he's thinking about this. I'm confused. I'm desperate. Pastor, let's pray about this. And when they talk to me and they talk to you, they may hold Bible in their hands. And when they go back home, there are more Bibles in their bookcase. There may be another Bible in the living room table. Friends, we will never know God's will without reading his word. There's no way to learn God's will for you without reading his word. Holy Spirit comes upon you while reading the word of God. This is why we call the Bible reading and Bible study being a means of grace, a channel, an instrument for God to bestow his grace upon you. Friends, let me ask you this. When was it last time you spent time with the Word? When you have reason to make some adjustment in your heart while listening to God's Word? By being open for the voice of the Holy Spirit? Or when you were in trouble, when you were confused, when you needed advice, you went to Facebook and trying to get their information from there. Well, there are resources out there, but I think the main resources for Christian believer is to read the God's Word. The Bible is the key instrument for that. Back in my previous church, we have a family of six joining to our church. I remember that Sunday morning, and wonderful family. And there was a big change in the life of that family. Their life changed and everything changed about that family. One Sunday, maybe 2 or 3 months afterwards, one of the boys, they have 2 or 3 boys and then girls, obviously, as well. And one boy came to me and they talked, the Pastor Timo, Reverend Timo, and his eyes were this big. And he said, we are going to do something exciting tonight. And I was going to make a suggestion that, well, Daddy has decided to take you for ice cream or you go to family dinner or something like that. Of course, I didn't say it was good. I didn't suggest that. He said, Daddy promised this morning we are going to read Bible together. He's going to read the Bible stories and we are trying to figure out what was going on there. So that was Bible study that made their 6 years old so excited. Father is going to take his turn to read Bible for the entire family. And then the stories and then the whole family will discuss about it. What is there in that story? 6 years old was so excited about Christ has come into our home. Holy Spirit is using the Word of God. We are going to have a wonderful time. My daddy is taking responsibility to read the Bible to us, and then we discuss about it. I feel sorry, actually, for myself that I was going to suggest that, okay, has your father decided to take you out for ice cream or something? That was much better than ice cream. Father has taken his responsibility to be the priest for the family, reading the word of God, and then the family discussing. Friends, this is what does it mean that Holy Spirit brings closeness of God to our lives, to our family life, through the word of God, the Bible. The God's inspiration, God's life for us. If you have Bible with you today in the service, if there are Bibles in your home when you go home, if there are Bibles in your bookcase at home, guess what? You have heavenly treasure bestowed under your responsibility, within your reach. God's presence is in your home. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we are so thankful that life-giving presence of the Holy Spirit is through your word. And Lord, you speak to us through your word. You touch our hearts and lives through your word. Inspire our hearts through your word. And you bring us closer to Christ through your word. We pray, may your word grow big within our hearts and lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We continue our worship time through the ministry of giving. If the ushers can come forward at this time.